D&D 2024 Core Books vs 5e. What's new for players and DMs? Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. The 2024 D&D Core Books are a refined version of 5e with cleaner mechanics, stronger martial options, and better DM scaffolding, backward compatible, and worth getting if you're starting fresh or running a new campaign. The 2024 D&D Player's Handbook, Dungeon Master's Guide, and Monster Manual represent 10 years of community feedback distilled into a tighter rule set. The good news, they're not a whole new game. The better news, they've fixed genuine friction points that 5e players have been working around since 2014. If you're buying core books for the first time, grab the 2024 versions. If you already own the 5e books and your table is humming along, you're not going to regret staying put, but you also won't regret making the jump when you're ready to start a fresh campaign. What follows is what actually changed, what doesn't, and exactly which books you should have on your shelf. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Should you buy the 2024 core books at all? The short answer. Here's the thing almost nobody tells you up front. You can try the entire 2024 rule set for free before you spend a cent. Wizards put the 2024 D&D free rules on D&D Beyond, and they're far more generous than the old basic rules, all 12 classes, one subclass each, 16 feats, 333 spells, and 48 monsters drawn from all three core books. That's a complete legal, playable games. So the real question isn't, are the 2024 books good? They are. It's, do you want the full menu of subclasses, the gorgeous physical objects, and the DM scaffolding? My honest read after running both editions side by side, if you're starting fresh, buy the 2024 Player's Handbook without hesitation. If you DM, add the Dungeon Master's Guide. It's the single biggest leap of the three. The Monster Manual and the screen are buy when you're ready, not day one essentials. The one trap to avoid is treating these as a brand new edition you're forced onto. They're not. Wizards calls them backward compatible on purpose, and a decade of 5e books still slot in. Read the free rules for an evening, run one session, and you'll know in your gut whether the polish is worth the shelf space. Most tables that try it don't go back. What actually changed in the core rules? The 2024 rules keep the 5e chassis, same D20, same proficiency bonus, same advantage-disadvantage, but tighten dozens of corners that have annoyed players since 2014. The headline addition is weapon mastery. Every weapon now carries a tactical property, and martial classes get to use them. A great axe gets cleave, hit a second nearby enemy. A rapier gets vex, advantage on your next attack. Mauls get topple, force a save or knock prone. You swap which weapons you've mastered on a long rest, so a fighter's loadout becomes a real decision rather than pick the biggest die. Other quiet wins matter just as much at the table. Hide now has a flat DC 15 instead of secretly contesting the perception of whoever you're dodging, a fix that ends a decade of DM table arguments. Grappling and shoving became plain attacks against a fixed DC, and exhaustion got radically simpler and nastier. Each level is a flat -2 to every D20 roll, and -5 FT, speed, stacking to death at level 6. No more memorizing a 6-row table mid-combat. None of this breaks compatibility. A 2024 character drops into a 2014 dungeon cleanly. But collectively, the changes are why people describe the new books as 5e with the rough edges sanded, not a reboot. Why is the species and background change so controversial? This is the section the internet has been arguing about for 2 years, so let me give you the real shape of it. In the 2014 game, your race handed you ability score bonuses. A mountain dwarf got +2 SDR, +2 con, full stop. The 2024 books rename races to species and move those ability bonuses off the species entirely and onto your background. Pick a background, get a +2/+1 or 3+1s, to assign among that background's listed abilities, plus a free origin feat. The upside is genuine. You can finally build a halfling barbarian or an orc wizard with no mechanical penalty, and the design no longer implies one ancestry is innately smarter or stronger than another. The criticism, and it's a fair one, is that Tasha's Cauldron of Everything already solved this in 2020 by letting you float your racial bonuses anywhere, with total freedom. The 2024 approach re-anchors those bonuses to a fixed list per background, which some longtime players feel is a step back from Tasha's. Many tables just house rule the old float back in. That's a 2-minute conversation and a popular fix. The origin feats are the part nobody complains about. Lucky now gives you proficiency bonus luck points per long rest, tough bumps your HP max, savage attacker lets you reroll weapon damage. These fire every single session, a real mechanical lift from level 1, not a backstory footnote. What do you actually get in each 2024 book? Player's Handbook SEP 2024, 384 pages, 12 classes, each with 4 subclasses unlocking cleanly at 3rd level, 10 species, 75 plus feats, the full spell list, and the new background origin feat character build flow. The step-by-step creation chapter is the best new player on ramp the game has ever had. This is the book players live in. Dungeon Master's Guide, NOV 2024, 384 pages. The biggest upgrade of the trio. Tighter encounter building math, far clearer magic item rules with a full sample item appendix, and the underrated star, a Greyhawk starter setting plus DM's toolbox of bastions, lore glossary and ready-to-use maps. The 2014 DMG buried its best advice, this one frontloads it. Monster Manual, Feb 2025, 384 pages. This is where the old guide undersold it. It's over 500 creatures with 75 plus brand new monsters, not a few hundred. Every monster got all new art, most with full page in their habitat spreads, and there's a new running a monster tutorial section for first-time DMs. New stars include the Archhag, the terrifying blob of annihilation, and the Vampire Nightbringer. Classic creatures gained gender variants, male hags and dryads, female satyrs and cleaner, faster stat blocks. Can you mix 2024 and 5e books at the same table? Yes, and this is the reassurance most buyers actually need. Wizards engineered backward compatibility on purpose, so a 2024 character can sit beside 2014 monsters and run a published 5e module with almost no friction. A 2024 stat block drops into an old campaign just as cleanly. The math lines up because the D20 core never moved. Where you'll feel the seams is in the small stuff, so know these going in. Rangers now prepare spells, like a cleric, instead of having a fixed known list, which changes their daily prep step. The conjure summon spells were rewritten to create intangible spirits that can't be targeted, and an April 2025 errata further nerfed their upcast damage. So if your DM is using a 2014 printing of those spells, sort out which version you're running before session 1. And the 2024 DMG's encounter budget guidance assumes 2024 monster math, pair it with 2014 monsters and the difficulty drifts a little high. None of this is a deal-breaker, it's the kind of thing a 90-second pre-game chat handles. The practical rule of thumb, characters and monsters mix freely, just align on spell printings and which book's exhaustion hide rules you're using, and you'll never hit a wall. When should you buy 2024 versus stick with 5e? By 2024, if you're starting a new campaign, building your first collection, a DM who wants genuinely better scaffolding, or a player whose ranger or monk always felt undercooked, both got meaningful tune-ups, rangers especially. Buy it too, if you run published adventures, because every new official module from here forward is written for 2024 rules. Stay with 5e if you're mid-campaign and humming, on a budget with books in good shape, or your table hasn't unanimously agreed to switch. There is genuinely zero shame in 2014, millions of campaigns are still rolling, and the new books don't obsolete a single 5e supplement you own. The insider move most people miss, you don't have to buy the trio at once, and you don't have to switch all at once. A lot of tables adopt the 2024 PHB for new characters while the DM keeps running 2014 monsters they already own, then upgrades the monster manual later. Because the systems interlock, this gradual path costs you nothing. Start with the one book that fixes the thing that bugs you. For players, that's the PHB. For DMs, it's almost always the DMG. And let the rest follow your actual need, not FOMO. The DM screen is the easiest pick to overthink, so here's the clean answer. It's a quality of life item, not a rules item. The 2024 four-panel foldout reflects the new table's updated conditions, which changed meaningfully in 2024. The cleaner exhaustion track, common DCs, cover and travel references, so the data on it is genuinely current, which matters because a 2014 screen now lists a couple of outdated condition effects. Who should buy it? A DM setting up a fresh station who likes a physical wall between themselves and the player's dice, a and who'd rather glance at a panel than flip a 384-page book mid-encounter. Who should skip it? Anyone already comfortable running from a tablet or a 2014 screen who doesn't mind the occasional outdated line. Plenty of veteran DMs run screenless entirely, keeping the table's energy open and rolling in the open. There's no rules content here you can't get elsewhere. You're paying purely for the convenience of a glance. If you're building your kit from zero, it's a low-cost, high-comfort grab. Final verdict. The 2024 D&D core books are genuinely better than the 2014 originals. Tighter mechanics, clearer guidance, and classes that feel balanced in ways 5e had to bandage over with errata. But they're not a must-buy if your table is happy and your 5e books are in good shape. They're a must-buy if you're starting fresh, running new campaigns, or you're a DM who wants clearer scaffolding for the work you already do. Backward compatibility is solid enough that you don't need all three at once. Start with the Player's Handbook and the DMG if you're running games. Pick up the Monster Manual when you're ready. The screen is a nice to have. This is a measured upgrade, not a revolution. That's exactly what you want. Frequently asked questions. Can I run a 2024 character in a 5e campaign? Yes, absolutely. The systems are mechanically close enough that conversion is trivial. The main thing to watch, rangers now prepare spells instead of knowing them, which is a different action economy. Your DM will know to handle that or can tweak it. No red lines here. Do I need all three 2024 core books or can I get just the Player's Handbook? If you're a player, the PHB is all you need. If you're a DM, you'll want both the PHB and DMG minimum. The Monster Manual is genuinely useful but not mandatory. You can convert 5e monsters to 2024 in a few minutes if needed. What's the single biggest gameplay difference between 2024 and 5e? There isn't one single thing, it's cumulative. Weapon mastery is accessible to more classes now. Grappling is clearer. Hide has a set DC. Rangers work properly. The system feels less like 10-year-old rules plus errata and more like rules that were thought through. No single change breaks the game. My table is in the middle of a 5e campaign. Should we switch to 2024? Only if everyone agrees it's worth the table read. You're not missing game-changing features. If you're happy, stay. If your ranger player is frustrated or you're starting a new arc anyway, that's a good switch point. There's zero pressure. If you're running 2024 rules and you like having quick reference tables at your fingertips, yes. If you already own a 5e screen and you don't mind flipping your book, save the money. It's a convenience item, not essential. Will new published D&D adventures be written for 2024 or 5e? Going forward, new official modules will be written for 2024 rules. Existing 5e adventures work fine with 2024 characters. Just use the 5e stat blocks or convert in minutes. No adventure is locked behind either system.